On today's episode of 15 Minute Time Limit, we have Impact Review. We have Brock versus Roman official for Saudi. We have some TV talk with Dark Side of the Ring and Heels, which had, in my opinion, their best episode so far of the season. Talk a little bit more about Braun Breaker. What the hell is this name all about? And some other stuff. Let's start this episode right now.
Welcome to 15 Minute Time Limit, the wrestling podcast.
Okay, so Impact Wrestling with what I think was a great episode of television. I started off hot with Decay versus Violent by Design. Decay won, and Violent by Design, led by Eric Young, just removed Rhino from their team because he lost the match. And now he is no longer a Violent by Design member. Who says Heath Slater, baby? Not Adam Cole, baby, but Heath Slater, baby. I really wanted him back with Rhino. We had TJP beating Petey Williams, but then Steve McCallum destroys them both, setting up a match at Victory Road. John Skyler evening the results 1-1 against Laredo Kid. I always confuse his name, sorry. Which was a good match. Then we had a knockout 3-on-3 segment with Taylor Wilde, Jordan Grace, and Rachel Ellering against the Influencers. And they made Tennille mad. And now we got a match at Victory Road, 3-versus-3. Then we had Matthew Raywald versus Trey Miguel, Drama King. Trey Miguel was able to beat him, which led to Deonna charging the ring, which led to Mickie James charging the ring and getting rid of Deonna. I like this feud. Hope it will give us a great match between Mickie and Deonna. I'm sure they have it in them. Just give them time to show what they can do. Tasha Steelz and Savannah Evans says that if you want your tag titles back, DK, Rosemary, and Havoc, then come grab them on Saturday, in the pay-per-view. And then the main event time, we had Team Cage versus Team Austin, Christian Cage, Josh Alexander, Eddie Edwards, Chris Sabin, and Sami Callihan, beating Ace Austin, Madman Fulton, Moose, Brian Myers, and W. Morrissey. The ending was Josh Alexander hitting Myers with a C4, and he got the win. And in the end, Christian Cage's team celebrated their huge victory. I think it was a good show, great main event. Seems like all storylines were forwarded, which is something very good that Impact is very good at, keeping the storylines going and moving on forward. Also, some of the mid-card feuds got time to shine and, you know, make it count, which is very important. Victory Road will be a great pay-per-view, if you ask me. And then, of course, we'll have Bound for Glory, which will be, in my opinion, amazing. It's certainly being built up as an amazing pay-per-view. Well, we'll just wait in time to see if I'm right or wrong. And spoiler for you, I'm always right. Yes! Good Impact. Go watch it. It's official right now. Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns at the Saudi show is official. The match will happen, like I said, on the Saudi show, which will be held on October 21st. WWE published that. They also put the Universal title in the picture. So, okay. Here's my opinion on it. I think the Demon King will lose to Roman Reigns, but not cleanly. Maybe Brock will come and interfere, which will set up the match between Roman and Brock. which is kind of silly because they just promoted it. So how do you promote a match with the title in the picture when the title will be on the line in the next event? So either Demon King loses or Demon King wins the title, but somehow between Extreme Rules and the Saudi show, Roman Reigns gets the title back from Balor, regular Balor, not Demon King. That's how the match will be for the title. Not that I think that Brock versus Roman needs to be for the title. It can be Paul Heyman on a pole match. Yeah, sorry, Vince Russo, just got a hold of my microphone for a second. But no, really, I don't think that it should be for the title. It doesn't need the title. It's a big enough match not needing the title. But from what it seems, it will be for the title, or at least Roman will still be champion in that match. So that was an interesting promotion picture from the WWE. We'll see what happens. Something that bothered me a lot ever since NXT 2.0 is the son of Rick Steiner's new ring name, Braun Breaker. Now, his real name is Bronson Rick Steiner. He's the son of Rick Steiner, the dog-faced gremlin. And the PW Insider reports that the reason for the name change, he was supposed to be Rex Steiner, which is a great name. So PW Insider reports that the reason for the name change is because WWE wants to own all the trademark to their talent's ring names. And if you go with Steiner, I mean, they can still own the name Rex Steiner, but it's very well-known last name in the wrestling business. I mean, the Steiner brothers were one of the best, if not the best, tag team ever. And, well, we all know that WWE and Scott Steiner are not in good terms. But he's the son of Rick. They signed him. But, you know, it's crazy. I think Rex Steiner is a great name for a wrestler. And Braun Breaker, it will take time to get used to, which I'm not sure. But they seem very positive on the guy. He was rocket strapped, like they say. He beat LA Knight in the opening match. And he closed the show with a face-off with Tommaso Ciampa, the newly crowned NXT champion. So I think they have high hopes for him. But because of trademarking issues and intellectual property, they had to change the name, which sucks. But it is what it is. Some TV stuff, wrestling related, of course. Last night, The Dark Side of the Ring, part 2 of season 3, came back and it had the Plane Ride from Hell episode. I still didn't watch it. I read some stuff online, of course. I always try and read stuff online. But I won't give any of my reviews or my comments on the episode until I see it. Now, on the other hand, what I did see was this week's episode of Heels, which was a great episode. I think it was their best episode of the season so far. This episode 5. I loved it a lot. The show has kept on improving and improving and improving. It had a lot of character build and it had a lot of wrestling. It has a lot of wrestling character building as well. I think it was a well done episode from everyone's point of view. I love Wild Bill. I love Crystal's death, even though she went off script, but that was a great segment. And of course, the ending with how Ace Spade answered the challenge. It was great. I love this episode. Keep it up. Too bad there's only 3 episodes left. I love it. Go watch Heels. All right, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you very much for listening. Don't forget to subscribe, share, tell a friend. You can go check all the links at linktree.com/15minutetimelimit. That's linktr.ee/15minutetimelimit. Thank you very much. We'll see you tomorrow.